possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Refine 93.7 The Fan. MLB analyst Matt Clement back with us. Longtime big league pitcher, Butler's own. Matt, how do the Brewers do this year in and year out? 76-44, unless they really tank. They are going to make the playoffs for the seventh time in 8 years.
You know, I have a good friend that every night it seems like he texts me and says, "How will the Brewers do it?" And it's kind of what everybody's thinking right now, right? It's amazing. It doesn't matter if they're playing the Cubs. It doesn't matter who they're playing against. They keep doing it. And credit serve or credit's due. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing. And I guess if you want to poke holes in anything with the Brewers right now, it's, you know, and like you just said, it's hard not to cheer for them, really. It really is. If you want to poke holes in anything, it's, you know, getting that first round playoff win and giving themselves a chance to really go into the playoffs. But a small market team, you have to be in the playoffs 7 years in a row before that becomes an issue. And, you know, there's teams out there that are figuring this out. It's the Brewers. It's the, you know, the Guardians to an extent, the Twins, the Rays, the you know, it's not every year like the Brewers are doing it, but they're figuring out a way to do it with less money, getting rid of contracts when they need to, signing the right guys, developing the right guys. And, you know, it's a fun part of baseball to watch. And again, really hard not to root for them.
Matt, you've been on teams in your career where they were really good, teams that went deep into the playoffs, obviously some teams that maybe weren't as good. And so I would imagine some of those teams maybe had different, better cultures organizationally. Clearly the Brewers have a good culture. How much does having that sort of, you know, it's a healthy level of expectation. If you're a player, you expect to do well if you join a team like that because they always seem to do well. How much does that kind of culture, in your opinion, shape and affect the way a team performs? Like, hey, I'm going to Milwaukee. Everyone seems to play well there. I expect to play well there. I'm an executive. I'm going to Milwaukee. Everyone seems to do well there as an executive. So will I. Like, is that a thing that's real in your opinion that matters that can actually impact these teams positively?
Well, let's start with this, really. Is there any, if you polled all major leaguers like they do for all these sports and said, hey, what's the most desirable place to play? Like Milwaukee's coming in the bottom third, I'll be nice, the bottom third or bottom quarter of those cities that they want to go play in, regardless of the results.
Yeah.
So to do it in a city like that is even more impressive. And, you know, it starts with, like, you know, it's Pat Murphy now, but Craig Counsell, like, he just took the torch from him and ran with it. And I think that, like, probably I read something that Pat Murphy was saying about Christian Yelich the other night, and how Christian Yelich wears that contract that he has to, like, he's taking pride in that team winning, but he's also, like, putting all the pressure on himself and on his back if this doesn't work, because he got the big contract in the small market And, you know, his MVP season, which was a ridiculous season, he got 29 out of 30 first place votes.
Yep.
With 2018, he won the batting title. It's not like Christian Yelich has been like on fire and an all-star every year since, and had that. He's not replicated that season, but he's been that person that they can count on that's going to be there. And I think that they, you know, results aren't as important as his leadership has to be in that clubhouse, honestly. And, you know, and it's a thing where something's going on in that developmental system where the dudes are ready when they come up to play. You have the Terangs and you have the Frelick and you know, Ortiz wasn't hitting as well, but playing very well for them. And then you bring in, I guess your example goes to Andrew Vaughn right now, a dude that was kind of meddling with the White Sox.
Quinn Priester.
Right. Yeah, or Quinn Priester, even worse, right? Like the people that were kind of like on the verge of maybe being out of baseball and coming in, and I mean, Hoskins can't even get in the lineup since Vaughn showed up with the Brewers right now. And yeah, there's a culture, but I think the culture starts with your star, and it starts with an organizational kind of philosophy, which everybody can say they have, and it's easy to say that they have a great philosophy and a great culture when they win, right? But this is over time. And this is, you know, kind of true to form over a long period of time. And you signed some good contracts, like Freddie Peralta's contract. And he went through an injury in the middle of that. I mean, what a great contract that they signed there. And you hit on some of those at the same time. You get rid of Corbin Burns right at the right time. And things are like magic.
Matt Clement with us. Matt, your guess is as good as anybody's on this because you obviously played the position at the highest level, pitcher. This is now, it's still early in the second half to some degree, but this is looking like another one of these situations where Mitch Keller pitches pretty well for the first half of the season and then falls off a cliff in the second half. So he's done it the last 2 years. He gave up 6 runs again today. His ERA since the All-Star break a month ago is 7.54. If you had to give a hypothesis on why he struggles in the second halves of seasons, what would it be?
Well, let's first also, you know, he had some good regression in there too. I think this is going to be his second loss since like June sometime. So
yes.
At the same time, he's kept the team in games and probably deserved more than the 3 or 4 wins he's gotten along the way too. And you know, I think that, you know, am I saying this is the reason why Mitch Keller struggles in the second half? No, I'm not. I'm just going from my experience in this position, playing on teams that are 20 games under 500 in the middle of August. I think maybe the first or second time I was on the air with you guys, I talked about it, how it wears on you, right? And this is just this is a hypothetical, like that 1-10 record where you're having like some wear and tear of the mind the whole way back into April and May when you just keep, you know, holy, you know, there's. I know it went through my mind, and maybe I'm not as mentally stable as probably some of these guys are today, but like, holy, I'm on pace to, you know, lose 20 games here. So you go out there, and then also when you don't get the run scored, that's why I give Paul Skeen so much credit. Like when you don't get the run scored for you, you know, that you give up that first run in the first inning, you're down 1-0 in the fourth. And all of a sudden the first two guys get on in the fifth inning and you're like, oh no, if these guys score, I'm in trouble. I magically gave up a 22. I'm a 19-pitch home run to Alex Cora being in that situation at one point, starting the inning with 76 pitches and just didn't want to walk him to let a bunt situation happen to beat me. So yeah, I think when you get to August, you can be mentally worn. I give him a lot of credit, man. Like he was for this to be the second loss since June when he had, I believe, like 9 losses in June at some point, is 9 or 10. It is amazing, but it wears on you. And you know, now you know, lose some pieces at the trade deadline. Offense isn't quite as good. Maybe defense isn't quite as good. Tries guys that maybe shouldn't be there are there. Like you just mentioned, the outfield they featured today. Like Mitch Keller's going up against a team that won 11 in a row, featuring dudes that night. That's what the Pirates have to do. Nothing wrong with what they're doing, but it's the situation you're in as Mitch Keller. So I think all in all, it can just wear you down a little bit.
Matt, O'Neill Cruz, the reason they had that goofy outfield configuration with Ronnie... I'm already forgetting.
Simon.
Ronnie Simon, thank you. I don't know why I blanked on his last name. He's a very memorable player, of course, in Pirates history. O'Neill Cruz, 7-day concussion list, and he has struggled mightily since the home run derby and the All-Star game. What is your hypothesis there on why it hasn't been the season we all wanted it to be, but it's gotten even worse since the derby and since the All-Star break?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, as I was getting on, shout out to Randall Simon, former Quick teammate of mine. That made me laugh when I was getting on. So, the O'Neill Cruz, like, it's a situation where there's going to be a lot of people that have a lot of reasons behind it or what it may be. And you know, I think it comes down to, is this something you're married to and you want to build the team around? And it's easy, again, to poke holes in it, but it's also like a guy stole 34 bags and, you know, less than 40 attempts and has the raw power and has everything else going for him. Like, if you're going to, you know, if I'm going to make an excuse on his side, you kind of take him out of a position he's played his whole life, put him in center field. You know, you're a big leaguer, you should be able to do that. But it's sometimes not as easy as, you know, maybe you spend a little bit more time thinking about center field than you do hitting. Mm-hmm. And you know, there can be some easy, you know, I think all these things, when you're a team that's 20 games below 500, all these things like erode at you a little bit, like a road, like with Keller, the same question with Keller, like it kind of erodes here, it there. And let's think of it from this standpoint. If I'm coming in to face the Pirates right now and I'm a pitcher right now, O'Neill Cruz is not beating me. So he's getting my best. He's getting my best stuff. And if I walk him, I walk him. If he steals a bag, it, you know, they aren't scoring a ton of runs. You know, the Pirates bullpen's a lot weaker than it was before. I'm probably going to score some runs. Like, so he gets pitched to, he doesn't get pitched to the same way that, you know, Jackson Churio is getting pitched to as the young superstar in Milwaukee, or De La Cruz is getting pitched to in Cincinnati, because there's just more bats around him and they're scoring more runs as a group. So, like, I think that's a part that nobody really talks about with him. Like, you're making sure you're pitching, you know, you're not going to let this dude beat you in this lineup right now. And I think that's probably some of Reynolds. You know, Reynolds is kind of in a similar position right now. He hasn't had as good a year as he, you know, he had 2 home runs today, but he hasn't had as good a year as he's had in the past. You know, he's in a spot where, like, I'm not letting these dudes beat me. Somebody else is going to have to beat me.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. We'll talk again next week. Matt, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.